The Chemin des Sables in Fontainebleau, Stormy Effect, by Jules-Joseph Augustin Laurence. Laurence competed unsuccessfully for the Prix de Rome, but travelled to the Orient instead, in the entourage of the engineer François-Xavier Homère de Hell, on a scientific mission for the government. On his return in 1849, he presented his friend, the collector Alfred Bruyas, with an Arab burnous, a hooded coat, immortalised in the celebrated portrait of Bruyas by Auguste Gleize, now in the Musée Fabre. The Chemin des Sables in Fontainebleau testifies to Bruyas's faithful patronage of Laurence's work over many years. The two of them may have visited the forest of Fontainebleau and the village of Marlotte 20 years earlier, in the winter of 1849-1850. The painting's disquieting, poetic, yet tormented atmosphere captivated the elderly collector and appealed directly to his taste. The picture shows the sky darkened suddenly by a gathering of storm clouds, while the last rays of sunshine gleam on the horizon, illuminating the sandy path between huge boulders. The bent silhouette of the man on the left, standing with one hand on a rock, his scarf blowing in the wind, and his dog capering in the sunlight in the center of the picture, is a superb expression of powerlessness in the face of the approaching storm. The picture's handling contributes to our sense of withdrawal in the face of a universal drama. Simplified forms are expressed in broad expanses of red-brown and grey-blue, with threatening shadows and a streak of cobalt blue hatched with grey along the horizon. Laurence's vision and his choice of subject are radically different from those of the other Barbizon painters whose works hymn the comforting, enchanting beauty of the forest.